This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lin, Chuang and Shaoning. Now, we're running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. We're asking you if you are invested in the local stock markets. Are you below 18, 18 to 34, 35 and up, or are you just not invested? Do let us know what you think, because we will be taking a look at the results of the poll throughout the rest of the morning. Aside from that, though, taking a look at some news on the local front, the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs is no stranger to digital initiatives, and they have their own Price Catcher app to help consumers compare prices of goods. They've also got the Easy Adu, its app for consumer complaints. And the ministry has now announced they will be launching another digital platform known as MyPay.
So this has been described as a one-stop e-government service platform, and this allows you to all Malaysians to pay fines, loans, and also to check information with government-related agencies. And guess what? It's managed by a private company called Dapat Vista.
And this company was founded in 2000. It's been working with government agencies since 2004 to provide SMS alert services and a payment service technology company, and now a data analytics company.
So according to this website, right, this transaction is going to the transaction costs are between 50 cents to 1 ringgit for each payment, depending on the government agency. But at the end of the day, I guess competition is good for consumers, right? So to give us a preview of what's to come, we have on the line with us Nick Liu, CEO of MyPay. Thank you for joining us this morning, Nick. So give us a bit of clarity here. Is MyPay funded by the government or privately?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me on. To answer the question, yeah, it is a privately funded initiative, but we work very, very closely with each government agency. And so our primary partner in the government is actually Mampu under the PM's department. So that is how they coordinate between us and all the other government agencies.
So how, Nick, does this interplay with the other services like MyEG and obviously Maybank 2U and Post Malaysia Online? There's a lot of choices, so Malaysians might be a little bit confused as to which platforms to choose.
Correct, but I guess in a way for us, we are part of the government's overall digital initiative. So it really depends on which platform the customers are more comfortable with. So there are services which are on us, which are not on our competitors. And at the same time, for services which can be found on more than one platform, it really gives the choice back to the customers and the public.
But what's the added benefit of using your platform versus the competition? Is it ease of use? Is it ease of payment?
All right. So on ours, our USP is that we have both information first, and then we allow you to pay after that. So one of our key features that we are quite proud of is that we work very closely with PTPTN, that very often the public, or at least their borrowers, find it slightly more challenging to find out what their actual loan balance is. So through us, they can actually see their loan balance and then make the payment. Whereas on many other places, the borrowers have to know how much they actually have to pay. They have to know their account number, and then they make the payment.
So, Nick, when do you expect to overtake MyEG in terms of volume of transactions? Give us a sense of what you expect of MyPay's performance going forward.
In terms of performance going forward, our primary aim is it's not to compete with anyone else, really. It is to grow our transaction volume, of course, and to grow in terms of number of services we offer on the platform. So there are many government agencies out there because that are untouched by digital services still. There are more than 1,000 government agencies across Malaysia, across the 25 ministries. And some of them, of course, some have more budgets than others. So we intend to work with those that still want to come online. And of course, like we said earlier, it's privately funded. So we bring them online, and hopefully the Malaysian public benefits a bit more.
Yeah, when it comes to MyEG, some people say that its close nexus to the politically connected was its downfall. Because you are associated with government payments and government service providers, how can you guarantee to the Malaysian public that you will be independent, you will not court monopolies, and you are fit and proper for the job?
Yeah, that is, of course, some of these news have to be proven somewhere. But on our side, where we come from is that we've had about 15, 20 years of government information management experience. So we've been doing the government SMS 15888 short code since the year 2008. Our parent company is Hitech Padu, and I guess our track record speaks for itself. We've been around since the old government, the current government, so we are almost administration agnostic because we provide our services at a pretty low cost. It's been pretty well received by the agency so far.
And Nick, what do you intend to do with the data collected on customers, and how can you assure us that your website, your platform, there will be no data breaches or security issues?
Okay, so in terms of the data collected, we actually do not collect much data at all. A lot of our information presented to the public is passed through us. So we work very closely with the Government Security Office, the PDPA team, as well as the digital security team within the Ministry of Communications. So each time we integrate with an agency, there are various checks and tests in place to make sure, you know, that the data flow is clean. So on our side, our primary objective is to make sure information is presented to the public, whereas data is almost secondary. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Nick. And that was Nick Liu, a CEO of MyPay, which, as he described, is privately funded and it's parked under Hitech Padu.
Yeah, that's where it gets a bit confusing, because it's obviously a private sector initiative driven by a digital agenda, and it's endorsed in a way by Mampu, which is a government agency. So one really doesn't know where the lines are drawn and what is and what is not a quasi-government agency. So I think here's the thing, right? More choices when it comes to consumers and the Malaysian public to pay for government services or to court government services is good. But, you know, we've seen how that can be compromised in the mm-hmm. past, where monopolies were granted to various private sector companies, and, you know, MyEG was accused of doing that same thing. So obviously this is a murky battlefield, right, which has to be addressed.
No, I'm all for outsourcing all these services, but what I cannot understand is why the government doesn't drive the initiative themselves to have one platform or to use an existing platform. For example, why can't, let's say, Do It Now, which is a Bank Negara service payment platform, be used to extend and also pay for all these 1,000 government agencies under 25 ministries, rather than have all these different corporates running all these different schemes?
Yeah, well, I mean, Maybank T also does most of it, if not all. You can pay for your fines and all that. But I guess it's a consolidation exercise which MyPay is trying to do.
Yeah, so it can be consolidated under a government agency. But behind the scenes, yes, you can outsource that service to a third-party provider to create the software and the system to run it. But the branding could be coming from the government, so that as Malaysian citizens, we know, okay, automatically we just go to one website, it's a government-run one, and we pay everything there at one go. There's no confusion.
My question is also how this is going to affect MyEG, because MyEG hasn't really done very well since post-GE14 because it was viewed as being connected to UMNO. So it was somewhat tainted in a way. And if you just look at their market cap before the general elections, it was at something like 9 billion ringgit. Now it is more along the lines of 5 billion ringgit. So how will this new entry into the market affect their share price? I think we'll be taking a look at that later once the markets open at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I think of course I don't think there'll be a knee-jerk reaction to MyEG, because there's a bigger fish to fry for the markets for today especially. But yeah, I mean, this is a very apt question. I think MyEG also came under the cosh because of their monopolies, for example, with foreign worker registrations and permits and all that. So yeah, I mean, Malaysia's government has not had a good record in this area, as exemplified by this.
Well, they are trying, Malaysian government. One of the initiatives is like the immigration system, right? They're re-looking at it because it's like a 15-year-old system. It's not very efficient. So they did cancel one of the contracts and are kind of opening it up to a more open tender system to get a better vendor for these services. So yes, we do need service providers, but we need transparency when we engage them.
Yeah. And we definitely need to underscore the need for open tenders in all areas of the government, because that was one of the avenues that saw corruption raise its ugly head during the previous administration. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.